Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Totally Fit, and I'm the host of your show, Lee Haney. Sorry for the little technical delay a couple of minutes ago, but we are very excited about the show, and we are now into the third week of the Transformation Now 60-Day Weight Loss Challenge. We've already got a lot of positive input from people who are doing the challenge who have made some fantastic progress already. And we've also added another component to the challenge in the way of a sort of another choice of an exercise. Now, with the kit came the 60-Day I Train with Lee workout, which is a 30-minute workout with strength training, core training, cardio, and stretching. Now, what we've added to that is what is called Cube Aerobics. Now, most of you out there have heard of the dance, the Cupid Shuffle, right? Cupid Shuffle. Everybody's doing it. My wife is crazy about it. My daughter said everybody's crazy about it. I'm crazy about it. However, I can't get my stuff together quite as good. So this is what's happening. We've shipped out DVDs with the Cupid Shuffle as another choice in exercise. A lot of fun. My wife loved doing it. And it's dance steps, and you guys can follow along with it. So those of you who would like to order that particular DVD, you can just go online to leehaney.com and order it. But it puts a lot more fun, or add another dimension of fun to the exercise program that's used in the 60-Day Transformation Weight Loss Challenge. Hey, listen, I got a special guest on the show, and I'm so excited to have her on. And she is a cutie pie. And I think we got on now. Joy, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Annie, I'm here.
Oh, there we go. How are you, Joy? Miss Joy Woodchild.
Yes, that's me.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great, doing great. Listen, for you listeners out there, Joy won the 60-Day Weight Loss Challenge. She's one of the past winners. And, guys, you get a chance to check out Joy on the website on tomorrow because Joshua's going to get the pictures up, so you get to see exactly how cute she is and how well she's taking care of herself, you know. Joy has aged gracefully and beautifully, too. So
thank you.
Yes, it's great to have you on the show. Now, tell me, what's been happening in the way of your exercise, fitness, nutrition?
I'm keeping it up, and I had another step to it. Now I'm running marathons.
Oh, marathons!
Yes, I just came back last October from Lisbon running the rock and roll half marathon.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, that's 13 miles, correct?
Yes, that's 13.1 miles. So far I've ran three marathons, two last year and one the year before.
Wow, so the fitness bug is really big for you then, right?
I am totally hooked, totally hooked.
That is fantastic. Now, hey, listen, guys, I want you to also know that Joy is also one of the International Association of Fitness Science personal trainers. So for
yes,
those
that
of you
I am.
There we go. So, Joy, now let everybody know what area that you live in. You're still there in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes, I'm in Pennsylvania. I live in a town called Brining'sville. It's very small, but if I mention that it's close to Allentown, then most people will get an idea where it is.
Okay. So guys, before we get off, I'm going to have Joy to share her email contact or her Facebook or her web address, so you guys know how to contact her in case you're looking for somebody who really know what they're doing and that part of the country. So, Joy, let's get down to the nitty gritty, okay? Now we're about 3 weeks into the 60-Day Weight Loss Challenge now, and a lot of people have been emailing us concerning the progress that they're making. Now, I also have people call concerning some of the struggles. So now, what kind of advice would you give those that are doing the challenge now in order to keep them motivated?
Well, the first thing I would tell them that their health is the greatest gift that they can give to themselves. Without health, you do not have anything at all. You can't go to work. You can't do whatever you want to do. So it's very important that you put your health first in everything. And once you have health, then, you know, you can move around and do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. George, let's talk a little bit about ways, you know, because during this challenge, some people are trying to reprogram themselves or reprogram their thinking as far as what type of food they need to be taking in. So what kind of advice would you give them as far as that, you know, what the type of foods, portion sizes, and so forth?
Okay, what I have been doing with some of my some of the people that I work with, I actually create like a 5-day eating where they'll eat like 5 days healthy, which they need to make sure they prep all their food and put it in the fridge. So whenever, you know, that crave hit them, they can go in and just reach for the healthy food. So I have them working like 5 days a week eating healthy, and then I have them 2 days, which, you know, they on the weekends when they're busy running back and forth, they don't have to worry so much. They could cheat. They could call those days their cheat days. And so I have them set up on eating a lot of lean meat, a lot of wheat and beans and vegetables that, you know, the body needs, and grains, the healthy grains. You know, we got to include all of that in there to sustain them. And also they need to eat maybe 3-4 times a day, little snack in between to keep their body, keep their energy up, so they do not need to crave, you know, food that's not healthy for them.
Now,
and so far, a lot telling me that it's working because, you know, their body got trained, used to eating the healthy food along with exercise and workout. And then on Saturday, you know, they look forward to that one cheat day when they don't have to worry about, you know, trying to eat healthy that one day.
Mm-hmm. So, Jordan, now, you just mentioned some people at work. So do you have this going on your job place?
Yeah, the good thing about it, at my job, where I work at, they have like 2 gyms. So we are able to utilize that gym to work with a lot of my coworker there.
Oh, that is fantastic. As a matter of fact, this upcoming Thursday, I will be speaking for the Atlanta Business Chronicle publication, which they will be celebrating Atlanta's 30 most healthiest employers. So there'll be 400 people there, and all of these different corporations have set up wellness programs for their employees, and I really commend your workplace for doing that.
Yes, they really are big on that. So I was very excited about it when they decided to do that. So the complex that I work in, they have one for the building, and then my company also create one just for employees. And, you know, we have a weight room, and then we have a room for DVDs and CDs, or you could go in and teach you know, hip hop classes and strength training. You know, so it's very convenient, and a lot of my coworkers are actually utilizing it. And yeah, I'm there to guide them, you know, on nutrition and how to work out, how to eat right, and just, you know, just think healthy lifestyle all the time.
That is so good. You know, Joy, a lot of people, particularly ladies, were under the notion that if they were to do any form of weight training, using dumbbells, that sort of thing, that they would end up looking like men. But of course, when they do tomorrow, they're gonna on the website, they're gonna know that that's totally different, because
that's totally different. You don't have to look like a guy. You can use weight training, and be totally feminine, toned up, and be feminine and not bulk up like a guy.
Well, that's
yeah.
great. Not so, Joy. Now, if you will, let's sort of break the eating part down a little as to what a breakfast would look like for Joy, and a snack or a lunch and a dinner. Sort of
okay for breakfast. Okay, for breakfast, it's oats for me in the morning. So, and I also measured everything that I eat, make sure I'm getting my proper carbs and protein and fat, everything. So in the morning, I'll have like one boiled egg. I'll have a cup of oatmeal, which is the, not the refined one, the rolled oatmeal. And I have it with a cup of soy milk because, you know, I have dairy issues, so I have to stay with my soy milk. And I put walnut in it as my grains, and I also use flaxseed, like a teaspoon of flaxseed in my oatmeal, and I'll heat that hot. That's hot every morning. So that's what my breakfast consists of, and I'll have a bottle of water with lemon juice, because I got that from you in the morning for breakfast. I always have my lemon juice in my water every day at work.
That's good. So, Joy, now what's
and then so that's the breakfast, and that's really keep me balanced up until like around 10, because I'm usually up early, because I get up in the morning, I work out or stretch for an hour, and so by 6:30, 6:45, I'm eating breakfast. And so by 10 o'clock, 10:30, I'll be at my desk eating orange and walnut with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then for lunch, I am a vegetarian, so I'll eat fish. I'll have salad. I have salad, mixed salad with baked fish, and I'll have like maybe a cup of brown rice, or I'll have a small sweet potato to get my carbs in and my protein with the fish. And I'll throw in, again, some walnut and some cranberry just to give it that little sweet, tangy taste. And a glass of water. I don't drink juice or anything like that. It's all water for me all the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Jordan, now what does your snacks look like? You know, if you want a snack and got a little craving.
Well, my snack, yeah, I snack mostly, like my snack will be a banana, or I'll snack, I'll get some of the protein bars, the one that I can eat non-dairy protein bars, and I'll have that as snack. And I'll also have my walnuts in because of you, I've known the nutritiousness in walnut. I've never really a big fan of walnut until I joined the challenge and I was told by you that walnut is very good, be a part of your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I bought walnut weekend. Every weekend I got to get my walnut. Every weekend we go shopping, and my walnut is on the list.
That is so good. That is so good. Now, Joy, you know, one of the things that I was discussing with a lady, as a matter of fact, I was discussing with Steve Harvey's wife on today. She's also one of my, which I've trained Steve for the last 6 years. But
yeah.
Ms. Harvey, I was training her today, and we were talking about how the issues of weight can end up destroying the joints in the body, particularly the knees, the hips, and the back.
Yes.
So, and as I recall, when you finished the challenge, you dropped, was it 22 pounds or 25?
I dropped 30 pounds.
Yeah, 30 pounds. Like, oh, excuse me. I missed a few, didn't I?
I dropped 30 pounds. I will never forget. I mean, Mr. Ian, I got to tell you, you changed my life. Totally, you're changing my eating habit. You changed my way of thinking. I mean, I was so happy. And I got to thank Steve Harvey, because Steve Harvey was the one that actually made me realize that there's someone like you out there, because he's always talking about Mr. Ainey, Steve, you know, Mr. Ainey, Mr. Ainey, Mr. Ainey. And I'm like, who is this guy that won all of these contests. And you keep talking about it, and I decided to go on your website because I was so curious. And I was so happy today that I went on your website. That changed my life totally.
That is so cool. That is
so great.
Yeah. You know, with the listeners out there listening, you know, notice, guys, Joyce said that she dropped over 30 pounds. So let's look at how that happened, what that equates to when it comes to joints. So now the Arthritis Association, they came up with a formula that states that for every 1 pound of weight you drop, that's 4 pounds of pressure off your joint. So in your drop 30 pounds, that was times four, that was 120 pounds that she got rid of off of her joint.
Yes.
Which has now given her the ability to run marathons, half marathons, whatever you want to do. She's doing it now, and she's doing it in health.
I'm doing it in health, and as I get to say, I used to have a lot of pain in my knees, a lot of pain, especially in my left knee. I would get up in the morning, and it was so painful, you know, and dropping all that weight really made a significant difference, you know, in my knee, in my body, in my overall health, everything. You know, it's like when you drop weight, you know, everything changes, your way of thinking. Your mood, there's a different mood, your mood changes also, everything changes, you know, it makes you more happier, a better person, you know, it just makes such a big difference in your life once you start to think about losing weight and eating right.
Wow, that is so good, you know, and one thing, Joy, well, there's several things that I found, too, with working with people that have made changes. I had one gentleman drop 100 pounds. His wife dropped 90 pounds. And he was on diabetic medication. He was on high blood pressure medication. And after he dropped this weight, he said, "Mr. Haney, I have not been able to walk on the beach with my wife in years." He said, "Now guess what? We're walking on the beach. We're jogging on the beach." And so
It is just so good. It's a feeling that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It just makes you, your life, it makes you more happier. You feel much lighter. You feel more happier. You feel complete. You feel like, you know, you're ready to take on the world. It's such a big change. You know, once you make up your mind that you're going to do it.
Yes. And, guys, you know, listeners, we want you to experience the same thing. You know, don't think that you've gone so far that you can't get back. You can do this. Joy is a living example of that. And so we had Harriet Parker on the show a few weeks ago. Harriet dropped 40 pounds. We'll have Brian Roundtree on coming up soon. Brian dropped 60 pounds. And his brother, who won a couple of years ago, he dropped over close to 50 pounds himself. So all of these are people who have overcome with the different testimonies, gotten their health back, got their life back on track. They feel good, and they're alive.
Yeah, they're alive. Joy, it's such a change.
Yeah.
You just need to start, and then you need... You need support because some people cannot do it without support. They need that support. You know, they need that support them.
So, George, as we talk about the support here, let's talk about your...
Pardon me? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me, Joy?
I can hear you. Just a while ago, it was cut off.
Okay. We were talking about support and how important. Who did you have supporting you when you were doing the challenge?
My kids, my son and my daughter. I mean, it's the challenge. This was the first time that I've ever done something like this, you know, changing my eating diet, changing the way I eat, changing the way I work out, and it was hard. It was, you know, as you said, you cannot do it without support. And my kids, you know, I'll come in sometimes and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I'm not going to work. And I'm like, Mom, you know, you can't do this. And they keep telling me, Mom, you can do it. You can do it. Mom, you can do it. You know, and you need someone to believe in. Even though you believe in yourself, it's just so easy for you to put it off and say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it the next day. But when you have someone who believes in you, you don't want to let that person down, you know. So you want to do it for yourself, and you also want to do it for the person who actually, you know, in your corner and supporting you. The support is very, very important, you know, if you're the type of person who cannot do it by yourself.
Right. You know, we had young lady Harriet Parker on, and Harriet mentioned that her support came by way of her daughter, who backed her up, also her husband. So they were there in her corner. They helped her. They kept her inspired, and she was able to make that achievement. It's still on top of her health even today.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very important. And then what I notice with my clients, because I'm so motivated that I'm always talking to them about it. You know, I'm always talking to them about it. I said, you just need to start. You just need to start, because once you start to see results, you're going to be even more motivated to go further. But the biggest part of exercising is to start and have a goal.
Let's talk a bit about that starting. Now, how would you recommend a person start? Somebody who never exercised ever. You know, they know nothing about lifting weights. They've never been in aerobic classes. You know, what is your advice to them as far as how to get started?
Well, what I would do, what I did with one of my clients that's always putting it off, and I said, okay, just give me one day, you know, just give me one day. I'll sit down, I'll talk to them, find out, you know, what is it that they want to do, what's stopping them from doing it, and then once they, you know, they tell me what it is, then I'll sit down and I'll talk to them. And I'm very serious about my exercise, and they know that. I'm very, very serious. I take my exercising very, 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 very seriously. So a lot of them will come to me because they know that I am not a quitter. I won't quit on them. And what I'll do with some of – and this is what I do. I'll say, okay, for the first week or the first couple of days, it's on me. If I can't take you to the next level that you want to continue, then you don't have to pay me anything. And a lot of times, you know, people's like, you know, okay, you know, they'll try that. And they'll try it for 2 or 3 days, and they like it. They start to see, you know, a couple of results. I'm there in their corner talking to them, making sure that they're doing what they need to do. They can call me and reach out to me. And so by giving them that little incentive where they don't have nothing to lose if they decide not to do it, it makes a very, very big difference, because once they start to see results, they realize, okay, you know what, I can do this, and I have someone there who's going to, you know, push me. They need that push. A lot of people just need someone to be on their case and pushing them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joy, let me ask you this now. And in that beginning, when it comes to the physical part of it, do you have them use machines? Do you have them use medicine ball, or do they treadmill?
We do both. I let them start on the machine first. So what I'll do with them, this is what I do with my clients. The first time they're going to start, I'll test them to see their ability, to see how strong they are, where their weakness at, and then we start a work on that. So if their weakness is staying in the machine or lifting weight, you know, we'll do baby step. I said, okay, we'll start at baby step. So I'll start them in the machine, and I say, okay, let's do the walk. Let's walk maybe for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Because, you know, if you push them too hard and it gets too hard for them, they don't want to do it. But if you give them a little baby step and encourage them and like, okay, let's start with the machine, then let's start with a 5-pound weights, that not too much, that you're going to get tired and get frustrated. So I do the baby step with them, and as they start to work on it and start to see results and start to feel better, I said, okay, Now that your mindset is 5 pounds, why not let's go to 7 pounds and see how we can do it? So, you know, it's like little baby step that you talk to them and you don't judge them. You don't let them feel bad about themselves, because if you do that, then they don't want to, you know, they don't want to continue, because they keep looking at me because I'm so fit. You know, they're like, okay, you know, you're so fit. You know, I'm so embarrassed about who I am. And I said, well, I used to be where you are. You know, and then because I know I used to be way ahead, and because I love what I do, I'm here to help you to get to that level that I am, or even above what, you know, what I am right now. So these are the stuff that I do, and it actually works, because, you know, you actually go down to their level and talk to them and let them see that you really care about them and want to be there for them. And I've seen that a lot of them have been working with, you know, with some of my clients.
Well, that is great. That is great. Now, George, now I know now we often run into people in our industry, you know, people just getting started and people who've never done anything. One of the biggest problems has to do with nutrition, because, you know, we know that nutrition is 75% of a person reaching their fitness goals. You know, what they eat determines how they feel and how they look. Now,
right.
But people with cravings and that sort of thing, you know, and setting up a program with them, you know, what, and I do know one of the things that I tried to point out to people, listen, I know I'm not going to try to just crash you, because they're not going to fit in a mold like yourself or myself. They're not going to follow those programs to a T. So what advice would you give them as far as how to sort of, you know, cut back just a bit? What advice would you give them?
Well, this is what I do. I said, give me a list of what you're eating now, so I can see how you eat, when you eat, and what you're eating. And I am not going to totally just start them out and said, okay, you're going to stop eating what you're eating. What I'll do, I'll take what they give to me and I'll enhance it. I'll enhance it. So in the first couple of months, or the first month that they're trying to move from eating, you know, on not so healthy to eating more healthier, I'll enhance what they're eating. You know, if they were eating maybe a muffin a day, I said, why not you eat half a muffin and then eat something else with that? I eat half a muffin and eat some healthy nuts along with that. So I don't try to eliminate what they're eating right away, because then their body is going to crave it, because their body so used to eating that kind of food that if they go cold turkey and start to eat healthy right away, they're going to go right back to eating unhealthy. So I'll take this, what they gave me, and I'll enhance it and a little bit at a time. And so their body, even though they're not eating the way they usually eat, they're still eating some of it. And once their body got used to eating that healthiness, healthy food, then, you know,
well, that's good,
we can go all the way.
We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time here. So, listen, how can people get a hold to you? Do you have a website?
I don't have a website, but I have my email. I get referral through emails.
Okay, let me have that right quick. Give it to
us. Okay, it's Lovey Lady, so Lovey Lady at 789@yahoo.com.
So those of you out there wanted to get a hold of Joy, that is the way you can reach her. Also, we have a picture of Joy and her information posted on the web. So thanks, Joy. Love you, darling.
Me too, Mr. Amy. You know, I long to see you. I guess we'll I'll have to come down one maybe next year to continue my training with you.
Okay, the next workshop, hopefully. Okay, take care.
Okay, Mr. Amy. Bye.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.